I should reiterate that the rejection of a non-compliant state with the NPT will not change the reality. The United States is in clear non-compliance with its commitments under the NPT. Just take the CTBT case. The United States in its NPR, Nuclear Posture Review, has clearly indicated that it is not going to seek ratification of the NPT, while it has two times, one in 2000 NPT review conference, the other time in 2010, and several times by official statement, has stated that it's committed to ratification of the CTBT. So this is a clear case of non-compliance, easily rejecting the commitment that they have. I can go on and go on, but I think that's enough, and everybody knows that the United States non-compliance is a persistent practice. It's not something that is based on the statement of one delegation. It's a persistent practice, widely recognized by the NGOs, by different think tanks, by several delegations. So, and in this committee, Mr. Chair, we are mandated to assess and develop the status of implementation of the provisions of the treaty. And that's the mandate that the United States was part of it in designing when it was designed. So we are doing that. So don't worry. My message to the representative of the United States is don't worry. This is a reality. Just listen and try to live with it or come to compliance. Thank you.
I'd like to thank the representative of the Islamic Republic of Iran for his statement.